Estevan. For the second straight year, the city of Estevan is delivering some added Christmas cheer to local residents in the form of a towering, brightly decorated Christmas tree. The spruce tree was installed on November 30 at the intersection of King Street, 13th Avenue and Souris Avenue North. It's probably about a 20-year-old spruce that was destined for removal off of the Sask Power easement, said Rod March, the city's manager of parks and facilities. The city had been looking for another tree this year. Tyler Wyatt with Tyro's Tree Care notified the city about this tree, saying that Sask Power wanted it removed due to close proximity to a power line. He said it would be a perfect fit for Souris again this year, said March. So, Sask Power contacted me just to make sure that everything was legitimate. We signed a simple little agreement to remove the tree without any repercussions for anyone. Tyler went out there on his own time, removed the tree, brought it in and set it up, all as a donation to the city. Last year, the idea of a large Christmas tree drew rave reviews from people in the community. The city and Tyros were on the lookout for a particular type of tree that was scheduled for removal. March noted that someone did reach out to the city to say there was a tree on private property that had to be removed and wondered if it would work. But Wyatt noted the one on Sask Power land was shaped a little better. Certainly there is more interest, and as we move forward, we're always going to be, I believe, putting up a tree in there, unless city council wants something different. But it's a perfect location for a tree, said March. Some people have asked why the city hasn't planted a tree at the site, but March said there is a smorgasbord of utilities underneath and above the median, so it's impossible to plant something. There are also issues with line of sight for the busy intersection. If a tree was planted, Sask Power would have to cut it down in time to make sure their lines are clear. The city's water and sewer division used a hydrovac to create a hole that is 10 feet deep and provide a clear area for installation purposes. Then he installed a 10-inch steel pipe from KRJ, and filled it with concrete up to about 6 feet. The pipe that's up there in the middle planter right now sits there all year round. It's very stable, said March. He noted the Estevan Police Service escorted Tyro's Tree Care and the tree into the city. Then it was shaved so that it would fit into the steel pipe, since the trunk was a little bigger than the pipe. Once it was in the ground, guide wires were installed. It's just so nice to see it all come together, said March. Bob's Electric installed the lifts so the maintenance crew could decorate. Bert Baxter Transport put the tree in place on November 30, and the tree's arrival was something people were looking forward to, March said. The process of adding all the lights and the star at the top started on Thursday and wrapped up early this week. The tree was lit for the first time on Monday night. The cold weather delayed the decorating process, March said. Last year's tree had 3,100 lights and a Christmas star. This year the tree is even bigger and it's a big effort by so many people to make this happen, March said. A timer is in place for the lights to come on at 5 p.m. and they will remain on until 11 p.m. March expects the tree will remain until early to mid-January.